just as I arrived at UCLA with my first faculty position, everything was falling into place in terms of the ability to answer this question at the center of our galaxy. The telescopes were getting bigger, so you had the ability to see fine details. We had an explosion in infrared technology, which meant that we could detect the kind of light that that the stars emit that you could actually see here on Earth. Get through all that dust.
The challenge was developing a telescope capable of overcoming the blurring effects of the Earth's atmosphere. Using lasers and specially developed software, GES developed a telescope that made constant adjustments to tune out atmospheric distortion.
We had a huge amount of skepticism. No one had ever done this. But I was like, tell my students, never take no for an answer. So you find somebody that will help you out, loan you some telescope time, and let you do a proof of concept to show that, yes, this technology will work. And it's freshman physics that tells you that if the technology works, you should be able to see something if there is indeed a black hole.
With her new telescope, the final obstacle to seeing into the center of our galaxy had been removed. It was now possible to see an unprecedented detail right into the area where the black hole was believed to be hiding.